May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. In any film or book, there's usually a point that comes along where the hero's character or purpose is crystallized in a scene for all to see. It's that moment when everything in their past comes into crystal clear focus, and all that is yet to come is brought into view. Think of the film Elizabeth, if you've seen it at all. And you might remember the scene where the Queen is resplendent, dressed in armour, sitting atop a war horse, addressing all her troops. "I know I have the body of a weak and feeble woman," Elizabeth says, in full recognition of all the doubts that are swirling at her reign. "But I have the heart and stomach of a king, and a king of England too." With this declaration, she speaks about her strength and her fortitude and her determination to not simply turn back the Spanish Armada, but spoke about her character that would prove unfazed by countless plots, many rebellions, and continual upheaval. The scene recounted by John does something very similar. Through his words and actions, Jesus displays his heart and soul and intentions for all that is to come. Jesus knows the struggle that lies ahead, and so by eating one last meal with his disciples, he seeks not simply to put some steel in their spine, but to fortify all of those who wish to follow in his footsteps. But rather than telling them to take up sword and fight, his commandment goes in quite an unexpected direction: to love one another. "In the same way I have loved you, love one another," Jesus declares. "This is how everyone will recognize you as my disciples, my followers, my people, if you have love one for another." You see, taking up arms and preparing for a fight is so much easier than this commandment to love, because love never comes easy. And those who love need to be so much stronger than those who fight. To love others takes all our strength, all our fortitude, all the power that we can muster. Because it means loving those people who just drive us crazy. It means loving those who take us for granted. It means loving our enemies, those who seek to do us harm. To love one another as I have loved you is a test of character. For this love is offered by Jesus with no expectation that it would be returned. Throughout John's gospel, Jesus acts in and out of this love to heal individuals and to restore their relationships. Love is what opens doors. Love is what creates fresh possibilities. Love is not put off by opposition, nor is it distracted by plots. It takes unbelief in its stride, and it reveals itself to be something amazing, something simply dazzling, and something that is enriching beyond measure. Love is not something that can be demanded, let alone forced. It is not about being a doormat to abusive people. It is about finding the strength to do what is right, to do good for others, and to be true to who we are created to be. How different then is this meal that Jesus shares with his friends from the commandment that is given to Moses on the eve of Passover? Passover is that wonderful celebration of Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Yet Israel's freedom comes at a terrible price. For while Israel got to celebrate their freedom, their enemies had all of their hopes and dreams smashed. While Israel was to be ready to flee with a good meal in their belly, stout shoes on their feet, and blood on their doorways, Israel's neighbors were stricken with grief at the loss of all their firstborn children. It's so tempting to hear Jesus' words narrowly, as though this command to love one another simply applies to ourselves and all those who are gathered with us this night. But in that upstairs room, Jesus' vision is so much more expansive than that. Love one another provides a way for freedom for everyone that encompasses friend and enemy. They are not to destroy each other. Rather, they are to love one another. We should not forget that at this final supper, Jesus' own enemy, Judas, is present with them. And although Jesus identifies him as the betrayer, he does not out Judas to the other disciples. Nor does he throw Judas out. No, he is welcomed and he is washed by Jesus. Its effect lies not within the water, but within the heart. Love one another is a command that starts with our family and our friends, but it is intended to go beyond that doorway to our enemies and out into the world. Perhaps now you can see why this commandment by Jesus is the most difficult of all. How do you love someone who has no taste? How do you love someone who plays just irritating music all day? Much less, how do you love someone who seeks to do you harm? How do you love someone who hates you? I think it begins and ends by letting ourselves be washed by Jesus. Jesus is the one who washes us. He is the one who refreshes us. He is the one who restores and reinvigorates us from the inside out. He tends our wounds. He dresses our brokenness. He soothes the parts of our hearts that are always angry and inflamed. It is only when we allow ourselves to be washed by Christ, to be loved by Christ, that we find ourselves able to love and to serve others. It is only when we recognize that we deserve none of this, that Jesus simply washes each and every one of us. Not because he has to, but because he wants to. This is how we find ourselves being the best that we can be, when we allow God's love to wash each and every one of us. God desires to renew the world. It happens not through power or might, all through destruction or death. It happens by being washed, by knowing that we are loved, so that we can then learn how to love others. It is in this spirit of love that we share in this night together, even though it is at a distance. It is through love that we will help each other stay strong. It is through love that each of us will stand through the difficult, long, and even boring days that lie ahead. It is this love, characterized by Jesus, that we are invited to share. My prayer for this night is that this love might come to characterize you, and that even though our frames are feeble, that we all might have the heart and the stomach of the King who died for us all. Amen.